This is about the collapse of communism and the international response, and it's a historical analysis of why communism failed. It's given by the president of the European Bank for Reconstruction and Development. Okay. Many reasons have been advanced for the collapse of communism, and I would say that they are all at least partly true. The false premises of a theory and ideology that were perversely and brutally manipulated, exploiting human misery and denying basic psychological truths. The flaws of an ossified political system and structure that was unable to adapt to change. The intellectual error of believing that a centralized hierarchical system can obtain and process information from numerous dispersed sources and then use it to determine ends that substitute for and are superior to those emerging from individual choices. The stubborn adherence to a secularized version of salvationism, in which the old goal of replacing the West was pursued in military technocratic terms rather than market industrial terms, leading to bankruptcy and an impoverished and degraded society that enjoyed no significant spillover from state investments in narrowly conceived military technologies. The inability to compete with the West in terms of living standards and consumer expectations. The crisis of legitimacy. The growing cynicism and the yearning for truth. Just as important as the longing for material well-being. The appearance of a revolutionary national citizen class, solidarity, in Poland. And finally, the trigger of Chernobyl. Two other factors also played a major role in the collapse of the Soviet regime. Firstly, had President Mitterrand and Chancellor Kohl not forced a decision on the deployment of Pershing 2 missiles to face the SS 19 and 20s pointing to the West, the Soviet Union could have gained the edge in the arms race in the mid-1980s, and thus could have devoted substantial resources to economic problems. As it turned out, they were not able to do so. Secondly, the SDI, Star Wars, initiative of President Reagan acted as a major deterrent, making military supremacy an unrealistic objective and hastening the fall of the system. If so much was wrong, what then, one may ask, was so appealing about communism? The economist Keynes provides some of the answers when he refers to religion. The promise of heaven on earth, of utopia, a better life here and now, the answer to all questions, and the subsequent possibility of no longer having to think for oneself. The exaltation of belonging and the inherent superiority of those who belong. The lure of fanaticism. In times of great instability, oppression and poverty, the appeal is even stronger. During the 1930s in particular, there was the added weight of economic reasoning in the face of depression, since many sincerely believed that capitalism was breathing its last gasp. Between 1928 and 1939, Soviet output grew by 5.8%, while in the United States it was 1.2%. and after the war, from 1945 to 1950, the figure was 8.9% in the Soviet Union and 0.7% in the United States. And Soviet growth remained strong well into the 1970s. Moreover, Marxist-Leninist philosophy and doctrine were part of a long line of utopian thought, starting with Plato and carried on by many philosophers over the centuries.